edition. Podcasting. Who would have ever thought? Hey, thank you for tuning in to a new podcast edition of the World Rider website. This is just a kind of little segment, some conversations over dinner. Kind of getting old hanging in Sucre, but thought we'd bring to you a lovely young lady, a student here in Sucre, studying advertising and publicity. She's going to share with you, of course, only in Spanish, so this is a favor to our Spanish-speaking listeners on what Sucre has to offer. My stuttered and ooms and ahs Espanol is very staccato, but bear with the pain that that may give to your ears. And for those of you who don't speak Spanish, just kind of move forward, and Jeremiah and I discuss at our favorite restaurant, El Chicano, a little bit of our plan to get on the road. So let's get on with the next edition of the podcast. We'll try to bring these to you more often. Thanks for tuning in, and send your comments.
It's another lonely evening, in another lonely town. But I ain't too young to worry, and I ain't too old to cry when a woman gets me down.
Estamos. En la restaurante en Sucre, Bolivia, es una ciudad muy colonial y muy antigua. También es muy tranquilo. Estamos con Fabiola. Es un estudiante en la universidad aquí en Sucre. Ella estudia publicidad. Sí. Yo quiero preguntar, Fabiola, muchas preguntas, pero mi español es muy malo. Entonces, yo pongo mi recorder en la mano de Fabiola y entonces ella hablando anything, algo.
Hablando
about Sucre.
Nah.
Kia.
Yeah.
Sí, sí. Bueno, yo soy Fabiola. Bueno, yo soy Fabiola. Soy de Sucre, vivo ya 20 años. Estudio en la Universidad San Francisco Javier. Es la más antigua de Bolivia. Como pueden ver, Sucre es una ciudad maravillosa, colonial, patrimonial, y que tiene muchas cosas por conocer todavía, que se están haciendo.
Sí, sí. ¿Qué es más linda en todo Sucre que tú que
Ah, lo más lindo de Sucre. Sí. Las iglesias, sí. La plaza, las huellas de dinosaurio.
Y en la plaza hay mucho flora.
Sí, hay mucha, ¿cómo te diría? Hay muchos jardines,
jardines sí, sí, sí.
En todas las plazuelas, parques.
Muy hermoso. Sí.
Mayormente Sucre se caracteriza por ser la ciudad más limpia.
¿Cómo es la gente del Sucre?
La gente de Sucre es amable, alegre y... ¿qué más podría decir? Y hablador.
Mark, Alan. Good luck. Ok, una más pregunta. ¿Qué lugar en Sucre tú conoces más o todo? Porque es muy interesante para ti.
Lo más interesante, Sucre, son las huellas de dinosaurio. Ahora se ha hecho el parque Cretácico ahí, porque hay pisadas de dinosaurios que antes lo han dejado así. Y no, se hizo un parque que está grandísimo y con los animales que existieron.
¿Sí?
Eso.
En el parque está en un tour de Eiffel, ¿sí? En el parque de Simón Bolívar.
En el parque Simón Bolívar y la torre.
Hay un edificio de franceses. aquí en Sucre. No entiendo.
Un edificio de francés es porque tiene ayuda francesa. Además está aquí, el, ¿cómo se llama ese colegio? No me voy a acordar.
Es ok, sí.
¿Cómo se llama? No me acuerdo.
They help the French somewhere, I wonder where, yeah.
No me acuerdo.
Sí, ¿a Bolivianos ayuda del francés?
Sí, sí. Es
¿cuándo?
Por la ayuda.
¿Muchos años atrás?
Sí, muchos años atrás. Ah. Y tiene apoyo más de Francia, sí, a Sucre. Por eso.
Sí. Uh-huh. ¿Y quién es Simón Bolívar?
Simón Bolívar.
Sí.
Es uno de los patriotas que ha reiniciado la independencia de Bolivia, de Latinoamérica.
Ah, sí. Es libertador.
Libertador. Uh-huh.
¿Dónde está la constitución? No, la...
Constituyente.
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 ¿Está aquí?
En Sucre. Ajá.
Sí.
Sí.
¿Dónde?
Queda por la Teatro Gran Mariscal.
Ah, sí. Uh-huh. ¿Qué tú quieres decir? Los amigos en Estados Unidos de Bolivia.
A todos los amigos de Estados Unidos que escuchen esto, que Bolivia es maravilloso, que tiene mucho por conocer, que de verdad tiene unos lugares hermosísimos, paisajes, fauna, todo.
Sí, muchas gracias, Fabiola.
De nada.
We've just had a conversation all in Spanish, and... with Fabiola, who is studying to be advertising and marketing and even maybe a guide and hopefully attracting more tourism here to Bolivia. For those of you that don't speak Spanish, we are going to have a professor, Jeremiah, who will translate the entire conversation, including my bad Spanish, so that you guys will know what it is. So thank you, Fabiola, para un interview. Muy bueno.
I'm gonna ride on, ride on, ride on. Standing on the edge of the road, thumb in the air. One of these days, I'm gonna change my evil ways. Till then, I'll just keep.
We're on our way to El Chiqueño for our second time on this during this stay in Sucre, which is actually getting a little long-winded. Love the city, love the people. The hotel we're in is just fantastic. The girls are beautiful. But, you know, we're itching to put those motorcycles in gear and get on and see what else Bolivia's got to offer. So I guess the latest is the BatteryWeb.com pulled a, you know, a real bonehead move and didn't tell anybody, but they never shipped my battery. But I guess we've got a battery on its way. But we're pushing. That means more dates, Jeremiah. I mean, what's the feeling here? I mean, Sucre, the thing going on. What are we gonna do? We got to get on the road.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of rolling stones and we're gathering a little moss in this town. I mean, it's a beautiful place. It's a great place to be, but. The bikes are all but ready to roll, except we can just get that battery here, and I'm anxious to get going. I don't know about you.
What if DHL just, you know, gives us a note, says, oh, sorry, it's a combustible item, you know, it's got to be in customs for 2 weeks. What do we do?
Well, I like the idea that that guy gave you the other day of just strapping a car battery to the back of your seat and, you know, hooking up a couple of wires. All we got to do is get it started and keep it running, right?
That's right. You know, it's my morning. I just got an email from Dave Welton, a guy that, remember, we rode with last year. He said the same thing. So I'm going to get my tie downs pulled out of the depths of the frame of my bicycle, and maybe we'll just end up with a car battery.
You know, I don't see why that wouldn't work, and although it would look a little hokey, if it gets us down the road, what the heck?
Hell, I rode halfway through. I rode all the way through Mexico and into Guatemala with a tire on the back. I guess a battery wouldn't be much different.
Yeah, a tire and everything else I can think of that you had that time, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
El Chiqueño.
just wanted to kind of quickly check in, so as it were, our second night here at what we've, you know, for very good reason, have probably nominated El Chiqueño as the best restaurant in Sucre. I finally got a chance to open a bottle of wine that I carried for the long-awaited reunion, more than 9 months. As many of you know, the last time I saw Jeremiah before Sucre was at my hospital bedside with the good doctor. And so we're here. We've opened up a bottle of Pride Cabernet Sauvignon 2002. For those of you who know and who care, that's a special treat for both of us to share here in Sucre, in the barrio. But we've had a great meal, and we've been discussing our route and about getting on with the journey. We've got the Salar de Uyuni to talk about. We've got the Amazonas. I mean, we've got a lot, but the most important thing we've got right here at El Chiqueño is Jeremiah St. Aure's journey so far, himself, the fucking magnate, the legend who saved me from the mucho barro-eating critters of the mud cakes of Tika Tika. Jeremiah, here we are. El Chiqueño, second night. Did it match up?
Well, yeah, the meal was great, the wine was great, and clearly you've had too much of it, but but yeah, it's a great reunion. It's great to be back, great to have the gift all the way from California, and a little lesson on how to drink it properly. But yeah, we've come a long way from the mud of Tika Tika sitting in this place. It's a very nice restaurant. Couple of great waiters. Service is excellent. Food is excellent. It's hard to believe, but you know, Bolivia is a country of contrast. There's people with money, a lot of people without, but there's places where you're just so far off the beaten track and the mud and the blood and the beer, so to speak. And then there's places like this that are as fine a restaurant as you'll find anywhere in the U.S. or Europe. So it's an interesting place to visit for that reason alone.
Just a brief moment here from El Chiqueño in Bolivia. Sucre, the de facto capital. Believe me, all they've got here is the Supreme Court. The rest of the government hangs out in La Paz. And soon, we'll be back in La Paz.
Looking for a truck.
Who would have ever thought?